Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Sepiki Nuach. It says in the Mishnah Ksuvis, Amodir of Yeshua, at the beginning of the second parak, Amodir of Yeshua, Bar Melech Haver, said, Zu Shalavicha Isa, or Lekachtia Manim, where Yeshua is Moda, that if somebody says to his friend, this field belonged to your father, and I bought it from him, Shehu Naaman. Why is he Naaman? Because the path that Aser, since it's not known that it belonged to his father, if he says it was his father and I bought it, what Peshe Hitir? That's the mouth that was also not there. And he said it was your father's, but he said, I bought it. So we believe him. So the Gemara wants to figure out when it says Moide, he's Moide in this case. What is that referring to? Here he's Moide. So the Gemara makes a few tries and then finally says, Elaha, it's referring to the following case. Hanoisei Seisha, when a man marries a woman, Lo Matzala Besulim, and he doesn't find Besulim, Kiyo marries, she says, Misharasti Nanasti, it happened after the Erisin, Vinistacha Fasadehu, and it's your bad luck. And he says, Ma Pitam, it would happen before we got married. And it was in Mekartos, and you don't get a Suba of Messiah. Whatever Lazar says, she's believed. Yeshua says, no, she's not. And in such an instance, the woman has an ego. She could have said, I'm a mukasei tztachtecha, where she doesn't pass herself for the kahuna. And instead, she says that I was raped, she passes herself for the kahuna, so she has an ego. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Gamliel says, that she's believed. Rabbi Gamliel, she's believed. And Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Gamliel, why should the chest smigo? Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Gamliel, in this smigo I agree to. In that smigo I don't agree with you. The smigo in our case of the field I agree with you. And the smigo of the lady I don't agree with you. Why not? They're both smigos. What's the difference? Asked the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Hacha ein shor shachot lefanecha, Hasam shor shachot lefanecha. Here there's no axe slaughtered before you, and here there's an axe slaughtered before you. Which brings up the obvious question, what does that mean? In other words, in this case of the field, Lulei Dvarov, did he know tviya? Could have just kept his mouth shut. And therefore he's Nema b'migu shayashesek. Here, he didn't find Besulim. That's why he came to the basin for the Tfiyah. She couldn't have remained silent. And even though she had a better time in Mukaseitz, we don't say Migu. Because maybe she didn't think of this better time of Mukaseitz. Or she's Nairima. She's being deceitful by making the more inferior tainus that should be believed. Shankim Mishnah saying we could have just kept his mouth shut, so there we believe him. Ad kan midivrei katsho shel hasugya. Shita Mekubetzes explains Rashi, v'lidivrei Rashi mashmi kapashtam. This led the Rabbi Yeshua Migu Gibai Shasik. Dainu wa pesha asura pesha hitir. For who knew Damrina the command of Pirkim, and I la pesha asura pesha hitir in a toilet. Can we speak in a sadi lisha ze? Svaranam hi kitalakama. Ava Migu dama I de tvia. The lava pesha asahu. Less led the Rabbi Yeshua, Misham the Domolo Aska Daite. Inami Arumikari. Meaning that with regard to the Sadezu Shalavicha Isa, the other guy's in Toivahim, he doesn't know that it belonged. Reuben says, to Shimon, it belonged to your father and I bought it. Shimon didn't even know it belonged to his father. So the whole Zach only starts with Reuben. So there we say, Pesha Asura Pesha Yitir. And Rishu is Modek, because Rabbi Yeshua himself is the one who tells us, how do we know a Pesha Esra or a Pesha Yetur Min HaTorah? So he's Ma'ir the whole thing. First of all, Yeshua says, I agree with the Pesha Esra or Pesha Yetur. And here it's a great Pesha Esra, we should believe him, because what did he start problems for? What did he have to say anything for? The fact that he said something, he said he must be telling the truth. It belonged to your father, now I bought it. Mashain came, where Allah Tovah, she said the Zushalihi. Let's say the guy comes up and he says, listen, this is my field. And he says, no, it was your father's field and I bought it from him. So there, we don't believe him. Why? Because you couldn't just remain silent. And there, Rabbi Yeshua holds, Eino Nama, just like in the case of the woman. She couldn't have remained silent because he comes along and he says, where is your basulin? So in the Mela, since there's no option of remaining silent, you have to make it to be a taina. So maybe you didn't think of the better time, or maybe you're marim to make the inferior taina. So that's pshat, shor shachat lefanecha, ain't shor shachat lefanecha. Ain't shor shachat lefanecha means there's no reason to have a suffix. It's nothing. There's no suspicion in the first place. The fact that he aroused suspicion must mean he's telling the truth. And he says, yeah, it was your father's, but I bought it. When there's a shor shachot, when it's already suspicion aroused, there's no meat. Thus is Rabbi Yeshua. Ad kan midivrei ha-sugya. However, we have to understand that even when the other guy is tevei him, kol ma shemotzin mizeh shemuchzak besado edeach eskis merakama, shu apim shal zeh shemodid esad ezu shal avicha ha-isim. And can God b'chai gavin l'chor ha-pesha ha-ve ha-pesha asay? When Shimon is tovei Reuven, and he says, hey, it's my field, said the Lushalihi, the only thing we know about this field is because he says, Shimon says, Shali. And then what does Reuven answer? Reuven answers, yeah, it was yours. But I bought it from you. So what do we do in such a case according to Rabbi Yeshua? We take it away from Reuven, we give it to Shimon. Why? Because Shimon had a cheskes marakama. Shimon had a cheskes marakama. How did Shimon have a cheskes marakama? Based on the words of Reuven. Al piv shel Reuven. Reuven is agreeing that Shimon had a cheskes marakama. We see he admits that it feels shel avicha. So since it's only al pi Reuven, it should be again a pesha asar or a pesha hitir. Because the whole cheskes marakama that Shimon has, that we want to give the field to Shimon, is because Reuven admitted it. So it's not like an inherent suffix that we have. It's only it's Reuven admitting it. It's only because Reuven admits it. So that should be a case of Ben Shor Shachat Lefanech. So why does Rabbi Yeshua hold that in such a case Reuven's not Nema? So writes the Shita in Bava Metzia 6a. Yeah, I sold it to you, but he didn't give me money. He's Naaman, because he could have said, I didn't sell it to you at all. So even though Shimon is Tovea Reuven, that he sold in the field, since the whole fact that it was such a sale that it ever transpired was Alpi Reuven, Alpi Aldosu Shalom Uksuk, it's considered a Pesha Aser. And he's Naaman mitam Pesha Aser, even to be Maitzi Maman. So what's pshat? How come if he admits that? How come he admits? If he admits. That, yes, the field was yours, but I sold it. It belonged to your father. He sold it to me. How come he's not believed? It should be a good apesha asa. So it would appear, Badas Rashi, that where Shimon is Toveya Ruvain, there's a Tainus Vade of a Toveya. And since the second guy isn't Makhishim, Adarabba, he's Maidit to him, therefore, Nia Tainus HaToveya LeTaina Toiva. Ruvain admits that Shimon is correct, so Shimon has a valid Taina. And therefore, Shimon's Taina is enough to be Motzi Mamon. And that's like what we see, Gavei Bari V'Shemu, V'Mandamar Bari Adif, that the Taina's Bari is enough to be Motzi Mamon, since the Shema is in Makvishim. And even though we pass in Bari V'Shemu Lav Bari Adif, that's because we hold that the Taina of Bari alone is not enough, that the other guy is in Makvishim, is not enough to be Motzi Mamon. Here, not only is he not Makfish, Ruben isn't Makfish, Shimon, he's not denying, he's not contradicting Shimon, Adrab is Maitre to Shimon. And we know Beveru, Shetainus HaTove Emes. So the Kuli Alma have a Tainus HaTove, a Taina Tova. And that's enough to melt him moments. And according to this, it emerges that after the Nitva is Maitre, the Taina of the Tove is enough, La Mitzad Atzme Lohitzi moment. לפי זה נמצא שאחרי שהנתבע מודה לו after the nitva Ruvain in our case is moided to Shimon the taina of Shimon is enough to be motzi mam and the haido of the nitba is merely a heichet timtzi how the taina of the toveh is going to become a taina tov because of this we understand very well why it's not a pesha asa. Since he's not Moitzi Momen al Pim Shel HaNitva, al Pitanis HaToveya, Shenasis LaTaina Toiva. This isn't called a Pesha Asa, because the Otzos Momen isn't based on the Nitva. It's the Nitva's Mechazik, the Taina of the Toveya, that's al Pi the Taina of the Toveya. That's why we're Moitzi the Momen. So that is Shitas Rashi. However, we saw before the Shita Mekubetzes quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that if Ruvain looks at Bakarka and he says to Shimon, it's true that I sold it to you, but you didn't give me money. If he's believed, Migu could have said that I didn't sell it to you at all. So Rabbeinu Yonah holds that there is a Pesha Asa here, because he holds that Sin Soif Soif, that it's a good Taina, Zal Piv Shel HaNitva Shem Moida, therefore, even in such an instance, it's considered a Pesha Asa, because the, since Soif Soif, it's a good Taina, based on the Nitva, and the nitva, the one who's being, the field is being demanded from, is Moideh. In other words, in our case, you have Ruvain and Shimon. Shimon is being Tover Ruvain. And Ruvain says, Shimon says, hey, I bought that field. Ruvain says, yeah, you bought it, but you didn't give me money. So he's believed, because he could have said, I didn't sell it to you in the first place. So that it's a good taina is al piv shel Reuven, who's maida. And therefore it's considered a pesha asa. Hashem came b'das Rashi, b'das Rashi in such an instance where Shimon comes and says, hey, that's my field. I bought that field from you. In other words, Shimon makes it tiny that it was his. And then Reuven defends himself and he says, yeah, you bought it, but you didn't pay me. Or if Shimon comes along and he says, hey, that's my field, and Reuven says, yeah, it was your father's field, and I bought it from him. So Rashi holds in such a case, there's no migo. Why is there no migo? Because there's a tainus vadeh v'toveh, the tainus vadeh of Shimon. And Reuven is essentially moideh to Shimon. He's moideh that it belonged to Shimon, either because it was Shimon's father's, or because there was a sale. So this becomes a valid taina. That's enough to be motzi the mammon. Like that's Rashi. Like we see gabei bari b'shem bari adif. Bari could be motzi mammon. There's no hakchash, and you hold lav bari adif. It's because bari alone isn't enough. But if the other guy is moided to the bari, he's a moide. So you know that the taina of the tovea is emes. So therefore, the taina of the tovea is good. It's good to be motzi mammon. So after the nitba is moide to the tovea, after Reuven is moide to Shimon, so his taina is good enough to be motzi mammon. And what's the haidah of the nitba? The haidah of the nitba is just validating the taina of the tovea. So mel is not a pesha asek. Because what's happening now is that after the nitva is validating the taina of the toivea, so now the toivea's taina is independently valid. And it doesn't need the nitva, so it's not considered a pesha asa. Because he's not being motzi mani al piv shel nitva al piv taina sa toivea, which became a good taina. And again, Rabbi Yonah holds no. Because sof, the way the taina of the toivea became a valid taina was through the nitva. Since it only became valid to the time of the nitba, that's considered a pesha aser. So it would appear that this is totally in the machlokas and between Rashi and Tosfos that we learned in the previous shir. The Rashi is l'shitasa that the taina of bari is effective mitzad atzma legabe achefetz, and where it's a good taina. The taina is effective mitzad atzma, and you have to accept it and paskin it. And therefore, where the nitva is moideh l'tanasoi, mashem moitzi hamamun l'tanasoi shel atoveya. When the nitva is moideh, what's motzi the mamun is the taina of the toveya, and he has a koich atzmi to be motzi mamun. And the haidah of the nitva is just a hechet timtzi, how it becomes a good taina. And therefore it's not considered a pesha asa, because it's also known as not al piv shel nitva, al piv shel toveya, as we explained the Das Rashi. Because to recapitulate what we said in the previous shir, we saw that if there's a suffik hinuach, l'chadchili lo yitol, v'imnoto lo yachzir. Why lo yachzir? Because there's nobody to give a simon. In other words, there's no simon. This is no simon, as Rashi explains elsewhere, that somebody says it's mine and doesn't give a simon, you don't give it back, because maybe it's not his, and the Bailam are going to come to you and bring Edom, but they put it there. And therefore, אמון אחד שיהיה בליאור. So we ask Pshita. It's Pashat that you shouldn't give it. Because he's not giving a simon. So he wanted to say in Rashi words that the din of Adroish, that there's a din of Adroish Achicha, so make sure he's not a Ramai. That's a din in Hashabbos Aveda. Only there Doshewim Ramai. That's when you're going to become the din of Hashabbos Aveda. But here where it's Safek Yinuach, it's somewhere there's no simon. This time he's not going to have Edim in the end. So Memela, we have a Habamina that you can't be Mekayim this, the din of Hashabbos Aveda, and therefore there's no din of Adrosh Echifai Soi, and therefore the person who says it's mine is Lecha Bebari. And then we have a Habamina, you can be Machzor the Aveda, somebody says it's mine, Kamash Balan, but you can't. Why? Because even though it's a Dover Rachuk that he's going to bring Edim, since there's a possibility, therefore it's considered that it's Shach to be Mekayim the din of Hashabbos Aveda in this object. And because of this, there's a din of Adrosh. You have to make sure that he's not a Rama. And therefore you don't say Bari Adif. This is Mavur Midibre Rashi, Shagama Maskana. The reason Lo Yachzir is Mishum Shema Yavi Abayelim Eidim. That was even the Fiyam Maskana. We were in Choshi, Shema Yavu Abayel Eidim, Yavi Abayel Eidim. He'd be Zoycha, the guy who says it's his Mitam Bari. But in the end he's not, because there's a Din of Adrosh. Have to be Darish and Arami, because you can be a kind of mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. And therefore, you don't say Bari Adif. Now, Tosfos didn't like Rashi. Tosfos asked on Rashi, Pshita. Pshita Shaloi Apsiren. Because Tosfos has a different Mahalach. Because they're going to answer the Kasha, the Pnei Oshu of why. You don't just give back an Aveda because of Bari Adif. Because Bari Adif is only Shaykh when the Toveya, Akerish Toveya is about Dover Hashem. Here there's no Tvi on the Moitze. Because this, the Chayfetz isn't his. So it's not Shaykh to say Bari Adif. Since the Chayfetz isn't his, it's not Shaykh to say Bari Adif. Because this Tosfos asks, since there's no Nitba, when do we say Bari Adif? When he's Tovea somebody else, we say Bari Adif. Then his time is a better time. But here, there's no other party. The guy who finds it isn't a Baal Dover here. So in the middle, we don't say Bari Adif. And therefore, it's Pashut. Shelo yachzer lemisha omer sheliyu. Because he's not giving a simon. And since he's not giving a simon, of course you're not going to give it back. And you can't say Bari Adif. Because he has no din Torah with the Moitze. Whereas according to Rashi, it's not Pashit. Because here you would think that Bari Adif. Because there is no din of Hashabbos Aveda here. Because in the end, there's no simon. In the end, you're probably not going to bring Edom. It's very remote that anyone else will bring Edom. There's no din of a Shabbos Aveda, and therefore, you would say Bari Adif, even though there's not a second sad. As Rashi holds, the Bari Adif is not just a schir b'din Torah b'in abali dvar. It's a din mitzad etzem ataina, with the tiny zerch in the object. If there's no taina against him. Never Rashi holds it, the Kamagabi Aveda, that Bari would work. Not that Bari doesn't work, it's because because we have a din of Darshem Rama Yuvala. So Rashi hears the Shitasa. Hainas Bari works the Gabi the Chayfetz. And where it's a good taina, this taina works mitzad atzma, and you have to accept it. And therefore, the nitvas and moide to the taina of the Toveya. That he's Moitzi Mammon. But that Moitzi Mammon is the time of the Toveah. Because the time of the Toveah has a Koich Atzmi Lohitzi Mammon. And the Hidah of the Nitva is just a Echitimsi, how it becomes a Taina Toveah. And therefore it's not considered a Pesha Asak. Since it tells him, "Mom's now up in Shalom Mitzvah, Safi Tamis HaToyveya." So we explain with Das Rashi that you can say the Tainus Bari is effective Legabi the Chayfetz, even if there isn't a second son. However, Rabbeinu Yonah holds Kedas HaToyveya, that a Dintaina isn't effective Mitzad Atzma, but rather the Taina is good because he's Zoichin the Dintor against the other Tzad. So it emerges according to this that the Taina Toiva is only the Oifen Eich Zoichin the Dintor. Nimsa Lefize da Taina Toiva Uraka Oifen Eich Zoichin the Dintor. The good taina is just how he zocha in the din Torah. The kevin shekein, arei gam kalul bazeh shezocha b'din Torah shumitzar hadas hamitva. And since this is the case, included in this is that he's zocha in the din Torah, mitzad ha'hidah of the nitva. Because the zechiyah b'din Torah is through the hidah of the nitva. Because that's how the taina of the toveya becomes a good taina. And because of this, it's considered a pesha asa. Since he is zoche in the din Torah through the haidah of the nitva, in other words, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos, there has to be a second sad in order to say bari adif. It has to be that the Bari is beating someone out. There's a Tviya on the other person. There's no Tviya on the other person. There's no Bari Adif. So therefore the Taina isn't independently strong. The only reason the Taina is a good Taina is because it beats the other guy. And how did it become a good Taina? Because of the other guy. Because the other guy is Maida. So the Taina Tova is the way that he's zocha in the Din Torah. And since that's the case, and these are the key words, Sha hare gam kol bazeh shezocha b'din Torah shumitzar hodas hanitva. He's zocha in the Din Torah because of the hodah of the other guy, of the nitva. He only wins because of the Hodah of the Nitva. That's how the Taina of the Toveya becomes a good Taina. And that's why it's considered a Pesha Asai. Because he's Zoicha in the Din Torah through the Hodah HaNitva. So in our case over here, where Reuven is Mutzak B'Karka Achas, and Shimon says, "Hey, it's my field." And he says to Shimon, Emes, I sold it to you. But you didn't give me the money. So Reuven is Neman. Migu that he could have said, "I didn't sell it to you at all." Migu that he could have said, "I didn't sell it to you at all." So you don't view Shimon's Taina independently. According to Rashi, you view Shimon's Taina independently. And you say, okay, you're right, it became a good Taina because of Reuven. Because Reuven was Moida, yeah, it was, it's true what you said, but, it's true you said, but, I don't asat li amos. But now you look at Shimon's Taina independently. And you say, Reuven is admitting to his Taina. The Haidah of Reuven is just a hechetimsi that Shimon has a good Taina. And therefore it's not considered a pesha asa, since the Hotzos moment is not Al-Piv Shalom Mitva, but Al-Piv Tainas HaToyveya, Moshe Bianu, that's Rashi. According to Rashi, it's an independently, the Taina of the Toyveya is an independently good Taina vis-a-vis the Chayfetz, after the Haidah of the Nitva. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, you have to look at the Toyveya in the context of the Nitva. And the Nitva in the context of the Toyveya, there have to be two parties. So a good Taina is the only way you're zochid to beat the other party. So how would Shimon beat Reuven? How would Shimon beat Reuven? Because if Reuven's Hodah, that yeah, originally was yours, but you didn't pay me money. Originally it was yours, but I bought it. Originally it was your father's, and I bought it. So Shimon's only being Zochah because of Reuven's Hodah. And you have to look at it in the context of Reuven, because that's where... When you say that Bari Adif, it's only if there's a Din Torah between two parties. So you have to look at the both parties' tainus together. So having a better tainus, how you're Zochah in the Din Torah. So Shimon would be Zochah in the Din Torah because of the Hodah of the Nitba. How does Shimon get a good taina? Shimon gets a good taina because of Reuven's Hodah. Yeah, originally it was yours. But yeah, I did sell it to you, just didn't give me the money. So the Zechi and the Din Torah is the idea of Hodah Nitba. That's how the taina of the Torah becomes a good taina. And therefore it's considered a Pesha Asar. Since Shimon's only Zochah in the Din Torah by the Hodah of the Nitba. In the mail, the Nitba gets to keep it. He's a Pesha Asar, he's Moda, but to what Pesha hit there? Whereas according to Rashi, no. All the Nitba does is Mechazik the Taina of the Tovei, and then you look at the Taina of the Tovei independently. Like we saw by Hashabbos Aveda, and if not for the issue of Adi Rosh Hachicha, so you would give it to the person who claims it's his. Because you look at his time independently. There doesn't have to be two parties. It's the only reason you're not giving back to the person who says it's mine is because you're chashish somebody else is going to come and say, and come and be, and get it via their dina Shabbos Aveda. And since the other guy's getting a dina via Shabbos Aveda, so there's a dina about Rosh Hashanah Dosh Shemim Rama. So Rashi holds that Bari Adav is not just a schir b'din Torah b'in Balei Advar. It's a din mitzad etzem ha-taina. Through the taina, he's zeuche in the chefetz. So here also, through his taina, through Shimon's taina, he's zeuche in the chefetz. Hi, Reuven is mechazik, his taina b'seh. And after Reuven is mechazik, his taina, you can look at Shimon's taina independently. Or into Rabbeinu Yonah, you can look at Shimon's taina independently. You have to look it through the context of Reuven. It's the only way Shimon's taina is becoming a good taina is through Reuven, and that's a din of a pesha asar, and the other Reuven gets to keep it. So that's the mahalach in this sugya. I hope it was clear. And like I like to say, that if anybody wants clarity more, wasn't clear enough, then you can always contact me, and hopefully I can make myself even more clear. But in the meantime, I wish everybody an amazing day. Thank everyone for listening. And we should be so for a little more long, and this will last the time. It's called the Great Sabbath. The rest of you have a main shalom, sweetest friend.